Yesterday, I began Srimad Bhagavatam. I told you that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are so many gods, so many goddesses, so many. In these gods, Nrisimhadev, Ramchandra and Sri Krishna are prominent. Krishna is not one type. Krishna is of various types. But who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan? We should know. And then, how we can serve Him, we should know. And serving of that Krishna is bhakti. So we must know these differences. Ram, Dwarkadhish, Krishna, Nrisimha, Vaman, all are tattvata one. By tattva, all are one. Like first moon, second moon, third moon, fourth moon, and full moon. One thing. But third moon cannot be called full moon. But yet, all are moon. Moon is always full. But by the vision, by the angle we see, some differences are there. But actually moon is one, without second. And full moon always. But in month, only we can see one full moon. So, our Shastra and every Gita, Bhagavat, all has told. But Bhagavat has Gita has not told clearly. Not clearly. Srimad Bhagavat has told it clearly. But Chaitanya Charitamrita more clearly, with evidence, there should be no doubt. If you are serving Ramachandra or Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, you are serving Krishna, but partly. You should know. You are serving him partly. If you are serving Nrisimhadev, you are serving Krishna. But he is one of the mood only. Not as a fool. If you are looking at third moon, you are looking to moon but not full moon. So who is he? First we should know. Generally we think that Jagannath Baldev Subhadra is Krishna, Dwarkadhish is Krishna, Mathuresh Krishna is same Krishna. Oh, the Krishna which is in who is in Vrindavan, served by Raktaktitrak, and served by Sridham Subal, and served by Jashoda and Nanda Baba, and served by Gopis, all same. But really not same. If you are not knowing all these things, oh, you cannot serve Krishna. So we should know all these things very clearly. And then we can serve Brajendranandan. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told, Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajaye Brajendranandan. What is the meaning? Purna Krishna, Purna Bhagavan, Krishna Braja Brajendranandan. Krishna never goes. Brajendranandan, Shyam Sundar, Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radha Kant, Radha Govind, they never go out of Vrindavan. Never. They cannot leave. for a second, for a moment. Then who was in Mathura and who was in Dwarka? Who was? Oh, Krishna himself. But there is something different to know. And if you will know clearly, then you can serve Krishna. Brijendranandan Swayam Bhagavan. Otherwise, never, never. You will serve Krishna partly. So clearly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, again it has been told, what? First in Srimad Bhagavatam, Eti Chans Kala Punsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Here, for whom it has been told? As a general Krishna. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He may come in Vrindavan, he may go to Dwarka, he may go to Mathura, he may go to anyone. As a general, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Even who took birth in the womb of Devaki, he was Purna Bhagavan, but not Purnatam. You should know this. Always Krishna is Purna, but not Purna, Tar and Purnatam always. When he will be in Vrindavan, in the council of gopis, then he will be Purnatam. And there, oh, Bhagavan will be omitted. This word, no Bhagavan at all. Who? Oh, beloved of gopis, beloved son of Yashoda. His Bhagavata has been covered there by Jogmaya. And that is Brijendranandan Shyam Sundar. Krishna jatak khela sarvottam nar lila narbapu tahar swaru gopavesh venukar or navakishor natavar nar lila bapu anuru. It has been not clearly told in Srimad Bhagavatam, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly telling all these things through his associates. Rupa Goswami has written these things, knowing the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? So you should know that Krishna, who has flute in his hand, covering his Bhagavata always, like the son, dear son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, friends of Dham Sridham, but moreover, beloved of gopis, moreover, beloved of Lalita, and moreover, Chandravali and Radhika, and moreover, Radhika. Oh, he is Krishna, our Krishna. So you should know these things. When Krishna will come to Mathura, oh, by Tattvata he is there. But he cannot take his float. He will give up his Gopvesh. Gopvesh means? And he cannot admit that I am son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. He will have to tell, oh, that I am son of Vasudeva Devaki. I am husband of Rukmani Shattabhama. He cannot take peacock feathers. He will have to give up in Vrindavan. And then he will take crown, golden chains, and other. And then he may take his chakra, sometimes four-handed there. But in Vrindavan he cannot do all. He can do everything, but always covered. Appliance is covered there. He cannot drive away mosquito even. Can he? Oh, he will weep. Maya, amma, 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 like this. And Yashoda Maya will come and drive that mosquitoes. He may be so hungry, and then he cannot call Yashoda Maiya. Wah, 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 kya, kya, kya hua, like this. Hua, hua, kya hua? Kuch nahi hua. Yashoda will say, no, nothing, nothing. And Krishna may weep so loudly. Tears coming. But Yashoda will take, oh, nothing, nothing, nothing. Boy, oh, don't weep, don't weep. All the appellants are covered there. But appellants obviously with him in any way. But always in the shape of, oh boy, not taking chakra, not fighting, not doing anything. Oh, Putna will come and take and give him breast and he will take test and she will die. What he can do? He is telling that you came and gave me your breast and I chopped. And if you are dying, what should I do? I cannot do anything. He wanted to fly in the air like aeroplane, and that Trinavarta came and he took Krishna and he walked, and then he took his to save himself. But he died, what he can do? Two rasagulla came from his eyes. Red, red rasagulla. What can he do? So, like this, Krishna always. Always in that. So, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But anyone cannot call him in praise of Godhead or God. Never. So he is Supreme Personality. We have relation to him. Especially those who are coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you must try to serve that very Krishna. Not Jagannath there. You should pray humbly to him. Oh, please give the service of Radha and Krishna. You can give. You should give me. Be humble to us. Sprinkle your mercy only to this. Not that you are same as Krishna. Never. But all should do and they should do. They are permitted to do. But those who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Rup Sanatan, and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, in the line of my Gurudev and Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami, oh, they should not do. Anyone make an tell that, oh, anyone, my Gurudev has not told, but you are telling, so you are difference of opinion from them. I know that they are difference of opinion from them. I am in line. You should have a very strong faith in these things. Anyone cannot, himself Krishna, he cannot glorify himself. And lakhs births, even something will remain. That is why Sukhdev Goswami, Swamiji wrote something, everything he wrote, but oh, everything was lacking. Harikatha, the past times Krishna is so special. Endless. Krishna cannot do. What to tell jivas? So, only one Krishna. But due to so many bhaks and bhakti in them, Krishna becomes so many. Understand this? What I told?
So many types.
What I told?
Because there are many different types of devotees. In order to reciprocate with the love that they have for him, Krishna has taken so many forms.
Yes. What I told? Again, you should tell.
Because there are many, many people with many types.
not people, bhakts. According to their mood. Bhakti is same. One. What is that bhakti? Anya bilashita sunya. Gyan karma dhyana vritam. Anukullena krishna anu bhaksilanam bhakti ruttama. You should speak the meaning. Or you should try to hear, if you want to develop your Krishna consciousness, and you want to develop your taste in chanting name, you should very carefully see and hear. Otherwise, when I will go, this all katha may go. So you should try to forever note down in your hearts.
So Srila Gurudev has asked me to just explain briefly the definition of Shuddha Bhakti. Bhakti is one, and that pure devotional service has been defined in a most wonderful way by our Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There he has written, Anyabilashita Shunyam Jnana Kama Dhyanabritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. He's saying that the continuous and uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of one's body, mind, and words, and also of spiritual sentiments which are favorable to Krishna, being meant exclusively for his pleasure, and which are completely devoid of all desires other than to serve Krishna, and which are not covered by karma, reward-seeking activity, by jnana, the cultivation of knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, and also yoga, tapasya, and other useless things. This is called uttama bhakti, or transcendental devotional service.
Can you tell? I think that you should tell again, that they should know. And then you should try to follow. Actually, again you should.
In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has written two lines. In one line, he has defined actually what is Uttama Bhakti. And in another line, he has defined which things are outside of Uttam Bhakti. So first of all, what is Uttam Bhakti? It is the continuous, undivided, just like a stream of oil. If oil is poured, it will not come into drips and separate parts. It will come thick, like honey, unbroken. So when all of one's endeavors are constantly and uninterruptedly engaged in all the endeavors of the body, the mind, and words, and also of one's internal spiritual sentiments, they're all cultivated exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, and in a mood which is favorable to Krishna. This is Uttama Bhakti. But it will only be Uttama Bhakti if that cultivation of endeavors and sentiments is completely devoid of all other desires. And also, if it is not covered by karma, that means reward-seeking activities. And also by jnana, the cultivation of knowledge in order to attain impersonal liberation. And also, it should not be mixed with the dry renunciation, with yoga and astrology and so many things like this, which are not favorable to bhakti. Then it will be called Uttama Bhakti.
Now you can understand. Have you heard the name of Dhruva? Perhaps you have heard. Dhruva went to forest, met with Narad, but he has made a decision, do or die. I must be king of whole world. by anyhow. And Narad first tested him, and then he gave mantra. And in 6 months, how? First month, he took water, some fruits, after 7 days or so many days. After some days, he left it all, only water. After some days, he left also water, only taking air. And after 5 months, he left also breathing. And he absorbed him in that mantra and surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Narayan. And in the last of 6 months, oh, he saw Shankh Chakra Gada Padma taking Narayan Tattva. And after that, Narayan came out of his herd and in front of him, and then he became so
restless.
And then he saw, oh, Narayan is standing. He knew his
desire
and he told, you should be king of the whole world for 36,000 years without any problem or anything. And telling him, and at once disappeared. Oh, the fruit of having darshan of Narayan is very high. So at once when he saw, took darshan, all desires went away. At once disappeared. And he began to weep. Oh, I was searching some broken glasses. And Chintamani came in front of me. I neglected her. And he began to cry. Now what should I do? And began so loudly. But he was cheated. To chant the mantra of Narayan is really bhakti and direct bhakti. To remember, to do kirtan, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pad seman, archanam, bandhanam, dasyak, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. These are all bhakti. So he was meditating that mantra and it is direct bhakti. But not uttama bhakti, not pure bhakti. So he was cheated. So if anyone doing something for him, his own, for his own interest, and something for Krishna, then some interruption came. So this is not pure bhakti. If you are earning money for some for you to maintain you and some for Krishna, oh, Krishna will not be happy. Oh, he will give you and cheat you. Krishna, oh, Krishna will not be happy. Oh, he will give you and cheat you some good birth, some wealth, some reputation, he will give you. But you cannot have the darshan and the blessings of Brajendranandan Shyamsu. Never and never. Even not Narayan. So you should know these things. So if your whole activities is for Krishna, without any interruption. Taidudharavat abhichinna gati, always for Krishna. Then this bhakti will be uttama. Otherwise not. So, the bhakti of Dhruv is not pure bhakti. And if you are falling like him, oh, some for Krishna, some for you, some for your wife, some for your children, some for your this and that, then you will be cheated. What your wish, oh, he will fulfill and he will vanish away. So it should be pure. Again, come. That who gave the benediction to Dhruva? Who was he? He was one of the part of Garbhodashayi Vishnu, coming from, not from Krishna, really. So he is called Hari, who was inside this world, living in any Hari Lok, like Vaibhav, and he is in this world. Rama Priya Vaikuntha, he lives. So now he is part of Garbhodashayi, not Vaikuntha Tattva. And that is I give this benediction, that you should be king for, emperor of whole world for 36. Krishna has nothing to do with these things. Narayana has nothing to do with these things. So it is not pure bhakti. If you have desire worldly thing, anything for you, and worldly anything to please Krishna, even it is not pure bhakti. Krishna is not pleased with any worldly things. Oh, you should give me a good emperor, kingdom, and by wealth I will serve you. This is not good service. Then, Gyan Mishabhakti, it is Karma Mishabhakti. It has been rejected by Rai Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. No? If you want to real bhakti, Suddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, you should go in the dialogue of Rai Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then you can realize what is Prema Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. No? Sana, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sukhdev Goswami, in their first career, they were jnani. What kind of jnani? Nirvishesh. They were worshipable of worshipping Nirvishesh Brahma, having no worldly desire, but also not desire to serve Krishna. So in middle, like kya kahte hain usko? Tatastha avastha, marginal position. If anyone is abusing your Gurudev, abusing Krishna, insulting Krishna, but you are bearing this, well, let him do. What harm to me? I'm neutral. Oh, it is offensive and bhakti will go away. You should not tolerate it. Never. If you are tolerating, then bhakti will disappear. You should be like Hanuman. If you are powerful, then burn the whole Lanka. No harm. And cut his tongue at once, in a second. And if you cannot do, then you should argue such a way that his tongue should be stopped. And he should not dare to again speak like this. And if you cannot do all these things, then keep your fingers in your ears and go at once to Ganga or any river, and with your whole cloth you should. And then do Gayatri and all months. And if you are not doing, then bhakti will go. If a little bit of bhakti, it will also disappear. So Sanandan, Sanat Kumar and Sukhdev, first they were Atmaram, self-satisfied. And their worshipful deity was Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma, Nishaktik Brahma. But by the grace of Brahma, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, They went to Vaikuntha and they saw Narayan. They have scent of Tulasi and Chandan Makaranda and all other things. And at once they were charmed. They left their this position of Brahma Upasana and they came in Dasya Bhava. Then they become Jnani Bhakta. But even they cannot worship Radha and Krishna. They want. So, first, Sanat Sanandana Sanat Kumar, they were worshipping Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma. Brahma is also a part of Krishna. Not, it is Swatantra Nahi. Not independent. The rays of the fingers, nails, the reflection, and that is perfect, and this is called Brahma. So you should know all these things. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, Sukhdev Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhisham Pitama, they were Jnani Bhakta. What is the meaning of Jnani Bhakta? Can you define? What is Jnani Bhakta?
Devotion which is mixed with very fine knowledge, analytical knowledge, that is trying to analyze things from the platform of knowledge.
More clear?
That they do not have implicit faith only in devotion, but rely on the faculties of knowledge.
Let me hear. Jnani are two kinds. In first stage, oh, you want to say? You? Let him. Yes.
There are two kinds of jnanis. One has a misunderstanding that the Supreme Lord is impersonal and without qualities. He's not called a bhakta, he's called a plain jnani. But then there's the Jnani Bhakta, like Prahlad Maharaj, who has devotion to Krishna, to Narayan, but it's mixed with the knowledge that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because he's the Supreme Person, and therefore he has no hunger or thirst or doesn't get tired, therefore that devotee doesn't have the urge to serve with the sense that Krishna is my with any mamata, with any relationship, not thinking that Krishna has any need for my service. So the intimacy is checked by the sense of awe and reverence and understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Very good. Again, you should clear it. Nirvishesh jnanis are offensive in the lotus feet of Krishna because they don't accept the form of Krishna. No qualification, nothing. But these Jnani Bhakta, even they will come to Vrindavan and see Krishna, Ramachandra, or anyone. Oh, they will, oh, he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should bow down. He has so all kinds of affluences, so he cannot give his heart, like gopis. His heart will always be trembling and always doing dandavat pranam. He will see that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is not hunger. He cannot be hungry. He cannot be tired. He is self-satisfied all time because he is Swayam Bhagavan. So no need of service. He always, you should be happy. Please, mercy, 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 mercy. That I can serve your lotus feet. These are called Jnani Bhakta. So, if there is Jnani Bhakta, like Sanak Sanandan, they cannot go in Vrindavan. Even Hanuman cannot go there. I will clear it gracefully. So, Bhisham Pitama was fighting with Krishna against party of Arjuna. When Arjuna and Bhisham Pitama were fighting, then Bhisham Pitama took so many very sharp arrows and he aimed to Krishna. And Krishna, his body became like arrows. You know that, oh, this arrow cannot touch Krishna because he's transcendental. And these arrows are what?
Material.
So they cannot. So he was happy. Krishna cannot be unhappy anyway because he is transcendental. So he aimed and shot at him so many times. But Arjun, what he was saying? Oh, I should kill Bhisham Pitama. He is like a demon and he is shooting by Krishna. And he was saying that blood is coming. But what? Bhisham Pitama, never he thought that blood is. He knew that blood cannot come. All these things are like illusion, like magic. So he happily he aimed always and shoot at Krishna, Arjun also. But Arjun could not bear and so he killed him. You know? And Bhisham Pitama became very happy that Arjun has killed. Arjun is shooting me. Why? Because I don't realize Krishna like Arjun. I never thought that he is my Sakha, he is my son, he is my beloved, or he is any of five things. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he served Krishna. Always chanting Krishna. Hiranyakashipu became against and he tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj was seeing everywhere his Krishna. Everywhere. So his Jnani Bhakt. Everywhere. No fear at all. No problems. Even he was ready to kill Prahlad Maharaj and he was praying his Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Like Haridas Thakur. And praying that, oh Krishna, oh, you should forgive my father. Like this. So they are Jnani Bhakt. Prahlad Maharaj. If Krishna told that he have you any benediction, and what he told, I'm not a
businessman.
That you should give me this and that. I have never served you, never chanted you, never remembered you for all these silly things. So I am not a businessman. Please take up my all desires. Then he told, oh, you should take another boon. I am very happy. So you should ask any other benediction. And he instructed him to ask. Then he told, oh, you should forgive my father. He has offended you. He told that anyone coming in the family of any high class of Vaishnava, 21 generation will be
liberated.
And if he is Madhyam, then 14. And if even Kanishta Adhikari, then liberated. So your father has been liberated. Again you should ask. And then he told what? That I want to take all the offenses and all these things of whole world persons. And I want to suffer for them. And they should be released from these worldly bands. But he never told that I want to serve your gopis or Radhika and Krishna conjugal. He never told. So he is Jnani Bhakt. Understand? So his bhakti is not pure. Pure, but something, so much liking. we don't want. If you have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and our Guru Bharga Parampara, you should know clearly all these things. Otherwise you cannot serve Krishna. So you should know. And then come some forward. But Suddha Bhakta, Ambarish Maharaj. There are so many in the middle, but he has divided into these five categories. First part, Gyani Bhakta. Gyani Bhakta. I have taken them, but in our Shastra, Sanatana Goswami has told, Gyani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta, like this. So you should know all these things. These are angles of vision for bhakti. Bhakti is not in one stage in all. So, we see Ambarish Maharaj. What he is doing? Though he is not liberated, Prahlad Maharaj is liberated, Sanak Sanandan and Sanatan are liberated, and he is not liberated, but we try to follow Ambarish Maharaj because he is Shuddha Bhakta. What doing? Always chanting Krishna, always remembering Krishna, always remembering the shape of Krishna, beautiful shape of Krishna. Always going to Mathura and Vrindavan, falling a kasi for Krishna to please Krishna there. By his whole means, this sloka can be applied like as a beginner to Ambarish Maharaj. What he has, all his senses, all his activities from day to again daytime, uninterrupted, serving always. Though he is not high class, but yet he is Shuddha Bhakta. Not serving any other, not to Ram, not to others, only Krishna. But who is that Krishna? Undivided Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan. But what that is sloka? You remember? He always used what? You should go on. You should try to follow. I'm not telling that you should remember this sloka. What I'm telling? Oh, follow totally. Only remembering will not do. You should try to follow. You should remember it to follow.
Srimad Bhagavatam, all the glorious qualities of Ambarish Maharaj have been described. How he was fully engaged in devotional service. How is that? His mind was always engaged in remembering Krishna.
What remembering?
The lotus feet of Krishna.
Oh, I remember. Oh, Durvasa came. I was doing Ekadasi observing. And he wanted to stop. And then he made a kritya. And he left on me. And it came as a fire. And she wanted to burn me. But at once, oh, how my worshipable is kind. How merciful. At once he sent his chakra. And Chakra Prabhu came. And he swept me and also he followed Durvasa himself. He burnt that kritya and followed Durvasa. And Durvasa was traveling, moving around whole world. If Chakra was angry and wanted to burned him at once in a moment he had done. But why he was not burning? Because Ambarish Maharaj standing there, "Oh, Chakrasu Darshan, you should not do. Be kind to him." So he could not burn. So he went to Brahma, Shankar and everywhere, but not saved. Then he went to Narayan, and Narayan told that, "Go and take shelter of same Prabhu, Ambarish, and you can be saved." And then he quickly ran. In 1 year he returned, and Ambarish Maharaj was standing on a lake, save him, don't burn him. And when he came, at once Durvasa fell flat on the lord's feet, but he at once picked him and embraced, and telling that, "Oh, I am offensive, please excuse me." And he was telling, "Oh, do you excuse me, I am offensive." So this is Ambarish Maharaj. Always like that. But we don't want to follow. We have so much honor for him. He should be pleased. "Oh, one step more you should advance." And then we will see Hanuman. Hanuman. "Oh, very high class of devotee. Liberated also. Not sadhak. Ambarish was sadhak. But Hanuman is not sadhak only. What is? He is associates of Ramchandra. Always serving him. Day and night. Without any interruption. Like what? Not like God. Supreme personality of God. He sees that, oh, sometimes he is hungry. And brings fruits. Sometimes, oh, he wants water. Oh, he is thirsty. He is giving him. Sometimes, fine. By his tail, fine. Sometimes in night, oh, makes a round like a fort. And on the door he himself. And whole night, sometimes, one day, Sita, Bharat, Lakshman, and Lakshman and Shatrughna, four brothers and Sita, were discussing something. The root of all evils is Hanuman. Always serving or Prabhu. He has not for a moment he gives up, leaves him. Always serving. So we have no time to serve. And if we want to serve, we'll have to take permission from Hanuman. So we think that it will be better that we should take all the services of Ram. And we should divide in four. And we should five. Divide in four. Hold 24 hours. And we should not give a moment service to Hanuman. And Hanuman should be out of all. So they decided and they divided whole services. Then Hanuman began to weep. And went to Ram and was so much weeping. "I cannot live alone without your service. I will die. So let me give a very little service to you." But these four were not agree. Ramchandra requested them that, divide something. But they were not agree. So Hanuman told, "Achai, let me request something that is not in your service. I want that you should permit me that when Ramchandra will take then I should do like this." Why it is done? To oh, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram, we do like this. To come incense. So this service must be given. Then all were agreed that Ramchandra never jaws like this. So no harm, it should be given. So it was given to Hanuman, and Hanuman was out of house, out of door, and he was sitting. And he was thinking that, I don't know when he will take jaw. So I should do. And he began to do like this. 24 hours. And he began to join all 24 hours. They are offering bhog, but oh, he is always joining, always joining. They want to message, oh, joining. So a whole day and night, 24 hours he began to. Then they became so worried. What to do? Then Ramchandra called him and told that, even you should give him some service. Otherwise, I will die by joining. So Hanuman is so. There are so many things. When Sita was stolen away, he jumped over the sea and came, and he burned the whole Lanka. He told the Sita that you should come and sit on my back. I will return you to Ramchandra. No, I don't want. I want that Ram should come and he should kill Ravan with his whole army, and then I will go with him. At that time, I was not Swatantra, I was not independent. And that is how he touched my this thing, body. But now I don't want that anyone of this world, except Ram should touch me. So Hanuman is like this. Once Sita was in, where? In his dressing room, taking bath, and he was dressing himself and putting sindur here, a reddish collar. Hanuman went, oh mother, what are you doing? Oh, I am taking this. This is suhag for chest ladies. Suhag means, oh, my husband should live forever, longly. So I am doing. Then Hanuman was silent, but when Sita took and left this, and he came, entered the room, and took whole sandur and mixed some oil and put on his whole body, here, there, mouth. And when he came to the council of Ram, all were laughing. Ramchandra was laughing, Sita was even laughing. Oh, Hanuman, what you did? Oh, I knew from my mother that if anyone is taking here sandur, then Ram will long live happily. So I took from my whole body, that Ram will fire up. Always serving Ram, not a moment. So his heart is called Premi. And tomorrow I will describe all these things. And you should select among them whose bhakti is superior. And then decide and then. And this will be our prayojan. Prem prayojan. Gaur Premanande. Today, you should be ready very quickly and make a place. You should make. And one thing, I should request one thing. You should hear very patiently. I know here that we are here assembled more than 125 or more than that, 150, and more will come. I know that to manage all living quarters, prasadam and everything is very difficult for one person. Even a king cannot do. So I want to request you all that you should help in this project. We are here about 8 days. So much expenses in making all these arrangements, water arrangement, electricity, this, and especially prasadam, bhogam for all. So I want to play you that you should take share. You should donate something to me, not to him. He will sell his whole property for this. No, I know he will sell his whole property. And he is selling. But I want that we should donate and you can donate to me that I can help. I will help for you all. So with liberal, with what?
Generosity.
We should try to think this thing. And I think that last year you did. You did never to tell me not to request. So this year also you should favorably think and you should donate something to me. And thus we will run over all these things very successful. These kathas in whole world, even in Vrindavan, you will not find. Very high class. Swamiji wanted to give these things. But in beginning he could not give. So he wrote all these things in his books. Personally he could not give. Because he knew that they will not take. And that is why he requested me that you should come and help me. My boys, they have come from different parts of the world. And you should teach them. And encourage them. That is why I have come. Not for self-interest. I have not come for money myself. I am so happy. I don't want anything from you. But I want to give my high class of this wealth, this tattva, and this harikatha of Brajamandal, that your life will be successful. So, yes. So you are lucky, I thinking. I'm understanding that you are all lucky. If you will hear something will come surely. I want that, not something, but everything should come in you and you should follow. Give up all your karma bhakti, jnana bhakti, mishra bhakti, arop siddha and all. And be very high class of devotees in this life. Not for now you should ekta kirtan kar do. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol.
Then how we can come next year again?
You should donate something to me and thus we will run over all these things very successfully. These kathas
in whole world, even in Vrindavan, you will not find. Very high cost. Swamiji wanted to give these things, but in beginning he could not give. So he wrote all these things in his books. Personally he could not give, because he knew that they will not take. And that is why he requested me that you should come and help me. My boys, they have come from different parts of the world, and you should
help
teach
them.
Swami Maharaj.
And informative. That is why I have come. Not for self-interest. I have not come for money, myself. I am so happy. I don't want anything from you. But I want to give my high class of this wealth, this tattva, and this harikatha of Brajananda, that your life will be successful.
Swami Maharaj written in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
He wrote, Swami Maharaj has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you want to know pure bhakti, you must read Briha Bhagavatamrita of Sanatana Goswami.
Yes.
But he himself has not translated it.
There's no time to do it.
So, you are lucky, I think. Understand, you are all there. If you will hear something, will come show you. I want that, not something, but
everything.
And you should follow. Give up all your karma bhakti, jnana bhakti, mishra bhakti,
arobsiddha,
being very high class of devotees in this life.
Go, Kaivalya Mukta!